All right, Devra. So let's finish today the topic of Derech. We are on page 450. The learning today should be as chosi as well as chos for a ilin neshama for Yaakov Yosef and Chaim Menachem Menzion. It should also be as chos for Fushlema v'chaim Moshe Shob b'malka Chaim Dabe Menarachol Chanalei b'shein Darachol Abadati Ben Peril, as well as the chos for all those in a makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So. We said like this. Yeah, till now we were talking in the beginning about how rough it is on the road on a person and how to avoid it. Yesterday we talked about the from the perspective of the shluchim, what type of mishulachim rather, what type of attitude they should have. And today we're going to talk about how a person. Some more, I guess, advice to people like us. So he says, he says, therefore, I'm sorry. So we're at the bottom. So he says like this, here's some of the issues that that a person encounters while traveling. You have to be particularly careful with observing a tefillah, tzitzis and tefillin while you travel. Don't be intimidated by goyim. Okay, for example, you're in the airport, you're on an airplane, you're in a hotel, and you're embarrassed or intimidated to daven, especially to put on tefillin, to put on a talis. People get very embarrassed, ashamed to do it. Most of the time, it's in our heads. Most of the time, if let's say we're sitting on an airplane and we're sitting in the window seat, so we have our ear to ourselves, but we're sitting next to two random strangers and we feel a little intimidated. A lot of times, you know, they're very respectful. A lot of times, they're just curious. A lot of times, you just say, you know, if it's okay with you, I'm going to pray now. I remember when I was in prison and no joke, but when I was in prison and I said to the guy in the cell with me, it was mincha time. I said, I'm going to pray. And the guy said, have me in mind. Pray for me too. You know, so.
No context is needed for this. Just keep going.
One second. We're recording. Oh, shoot. Okay. We'll have to scrap this from the recording.
For how many days did you do that, David?
But the truth is, right? I could have said, listen, it's embarrassing. I'm standing next to a guy. I'm going to start standing Shemon Esrei, Chslach Lanu, right? Maidim, all the weird things, you know, that come up. I remember once I went to Sheber Rebbe Reisman, and he said, this is years ago, so before, when cell phones were around, but not like today, where we mamish have iPhones, it was like, you know, everyone had flip phones. So he said how when you had to daven mincha, and let's say you found yourself in the city, you would go to a payphone and hold the phone up to your ear, and daven, but like you're on the phone, so it doesn't look weird. And I thought to myself, that's so smart. That's such a smart idea. I never thought of it. So like now, when I go in the airport, if I feel weird, I put my iPhone up to my ear, I put on my earpods, then I daven, and it's a little easier. So whatever eitza you have to come up with, but you shouldn't be intimidated. You definitely shouldn't feel like you're weird. You know, there's just think of the satmars who have no issue walking around with the malbushim that they walk around in. They're put on top. And Tillin in the middle of the aisle. They don't care who sees, you know. So we should take a little bit from other people. We shouldn't be as one of my Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Shaya Cohen, used to say, we have an inferiority complex as Jews. We don't want to like rock the boat. And I'm not talking now about politically, you know, enforcing our agenda that schools, you know, we need money from the government. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about we have an inferiority complex, he used to say, about practicing Judaism, that we're embarrassed. We're embarrassed to explain kashrus, that we can't eat. We're embarrassed sometimes to go on a trip or to a place that's not appropriate because we don't want to, you know, be the odd man out. And we have this inferiority complex and we have to really be stronger. And that's azus. That's having us kanomer. That's what he's talking about. He says here, don't be embarrassed if people can make fun of you. Or let's say Taka people are going to make fun of you. You know, let's say you're on a subway and someone is going to make, there are people of different nationalities and you're sure that they're going to mock you and make fun of you. Nevertheless, you should do it anyway. You have to be vigilant. There's going to be a lot of challenges that come up. There's going to be a lot of obstacles that come up, things that you don't normally encounter when you're at home. And you have to be vigilant to avoid them. All roads are dangerous. And he means here not only dangerous physically, but dangerous to your spirituality. You have to sort of gird yourself to be strong. If not, by using Torah and Ma'aseh and Tovim to shield you. The truth is, ki davar kasha liyazar v'zaras bedrachim, it's very difficult to be vigilant and motivated while you travel. Aval hashar tzricha lakach. But because it's so dangerous, you have no choice. You have to motivate and push yourself as much as you can. Regarding this, whatever you have the ability to do, you should do it. It's proper and wise for a person to make every effort to be mekayim what the Gemara says, that a person who's traveling should always leave when it's light. When it's good, meaning leave when it's light and get to where you're going when it's still light. He says, meaning get to where you need to go, daven before you leave, and make sure that you get to a stopping place before the zman. Because as we all know, that if you have to daven mamish while you're literally traveling somewhere, it gets abbreviated, it gets interrupted, you're distracted. It's not the same. The Yadua Maimar Chazal that Shamru Hamispal of Yotzel Aderech Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisleich Chafatzav. Somebody who davens first and then leaves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs his business for him. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. So if you have a business trip, and ideally you want to leave at 6 in the morning, but you know if you leave at 6 in the morning, you're either going to daven before the Zman, which is Bidiyavet, or you're going to daven on the road, which again is going to be an interrupted, and you're not going to be able to daven the same way. So maybe you strengthen yourself and you say, you know what, I'm going to leave a little later. Maybe it's not ideal. But I trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it for me. And obviously, this is something that you have to speak with the Rav about, or whatever your Das Torah is, to make sure that sometimes it is appropriate to leave at 6 in the morning, you know? So it depends on the individual circumstance. V'lechein, im yoytzel ha-derech acher chatzais, someone's leaving after chatzais, yakdim l'spal mech b'bayis, right? If you have to go, let's say, to a chasna or a vart on Sunday afternoon, and you're going to leave at 2 o'clock, instead of risking it, maybe I'll get there and I'll chop a mincha there, maybe not, find a place and daven before you leave. He says that you should get to where you need to go. Not only is it beneficial for davening, he says also will save your life, that you won't have the sakana of traveling at night. How often do we see that someone goes at night and tragically they don't make it? Because they're not careful about this. Of Shabbos, especially on Friday, you have to get to where you're going while it's still day, while there's still plenty of time, and prepare what you need for Shabbos. And therefore, to the extent that you can avoid it, person should not be traveling on Friday. Obviously, I'm not talking about a short travel, you know, to go from the city to the mountains, but like, for example, to jump on a plane when it's totally up in the air and delays could be hours and hours, things that are unpredictable like that, a person should avoid on Erev Shabbos. How good and pleasant it would be if a person, while he's traveling, reviews words of Torah by heart. Toshia Tishmar Alav. This will save him from evil and protect him. And this is what the pasuk means in Shema when it says you should speak of them when you're going on the way. One who is accustomed to learn Zayar will see for himself the greatness of someone who learns while he's traveling. Evil will not befall him because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a malach surrounding him. Al zeh nemar, ashrei smimi aderech, holchem esaras Hashem. Praiseworthy is someone who is perfect, who walks in the ways of Hashem. So a person should make effort, and a lot of this is just planning. It requires planning of what are you going to learn while you're on the plane in the airport. You're going to listen to a shir, a podcast. You're going to take a Gemara with you, take a Mishnayos with you. Are you going to daven before your trip? You're going to daven after your trip. But the person should plan and shouldn't just wing it. And in the schus, a person's trip will be matzliach.